channel. Yeah. Keep going.
You hate women, Dave.
I don't. Whoa!
You literally said every nigga, every woman should submit.
I said every.
You said every woman I've been with that did not submit, I dubbed them. Did you not
hear
that?
Yes, let me tell you why.
Turn me up.
Y'all already know. Welcome back to another Smoking Mirror podcast, baby. The one and only, you already know, the late great Davis Jacorny.
Nigga talking about he died.
What you mean?
Nigga said the late great. Nigga, you ain't dead.
That's not a good intro.
No, nigga.
Hey, so Dave just pretty much broke down to me what an Omega and a Beta is. A lot of y'all niggas is them. I'm just going to throw that out there. A lot of y'all niggas is Omega and Betas because y'all niggas is some suckers and y'all simps and y'all broke and y'all niggas is leeching off y'all girl.
It's not just about money, but
I gave three other options before that. Y'all niggas is that.
It's all about, you know, your attitude. So the way I look at it, the reason why I'm so passionate about females submitting to males because it is an abundance of you beta omega motherfuckers walking around and y'all are not strengthening. We're not going to use that word. I'm not going to say weakening either, because sometimes women find strength in those type of scenarios and they're like, damn, I'm a boss ass bitch.
Nah, but they weakening real niggas like us though. It makes it harder for niggas like us because
to get those type of women.
Yes, because yeah. they didn't had that sucker nigga before.
And that's
so when they get a strong black American man like me.
Why you gotta be American, you motherfucker? Why can't I be Australian?
Because I'm the con, man. But no, I don't know, that sounds good. It flows.
But that's what I get to. Like, so that helps fight the case that I'm trying to plead. Like, an alpha male is unable to obtain this alpha female because her whole perspective is fucked up because she used to fucking with you type of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
But we can't fault the female for that though. We cannot
fault
the female.
I'm not faulting her. I'm just saying
the bitch ass niggas that's fucking it up for the real.
Yeah, they fuck it up. They fucking soft. And y'all need to stop entertaining those type of guys because once again, they not shit.
Facts.
And I feel like females entertain a lot of not shit niggas.
That's vice versa though. I done had some ain't shit with females and that shit did not work.
I've been there. I'm not just gonna put that on them. I'm just saying. I was just trying to keep going.
You hate women, Dave.
I don't. Whoa. Don't do that.
Why do you hate women?
I don't hate women.
You don't think women should vote, do you?
Bro, this man is fucked up. That's not what I said. I love women. I just don't. I feel like women should submit to their man. Let's specify submitting to men. Don't just submit to any fucking body. Submit to the one. That's what I mean.
So, okay. So,
that's
all right. So,
what I mean. Sound like a reverend.
So, okay.
She should submit to that one guy.
So what if you had that strong woman, mm-hmm. that strong alpha female, she doing right by you, she taking care of the household, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, or not even, she taking care of the household, she, you know what I'm saying, making sure the food cooked every night, she making sure the kids fed, and she making sure, like, well, she making more money than you, mm-hmm. would you be able to submit to her?
I'm not submitting to no female. That's not, I was not raised like that. My dad had little to crumbs and would not submit. Mm-hmm. So,
But exactly, is that a controlling thing or is that?
It's not control.
I feel like some points you got to play your role, though. You got to play your role. If you know you're not doing it for the, I'm not going to say you're not doing it for the household, but.
Except that you have to play the lesser role. Yeah. So the thing is.
It's all about sacrifice, right? That's what you said earlier.
Yeah,
word.
You do sacrifice, but you don't sacrifice your fucking alpha status. No, that's never a thing you sacrifice.
So why do we expect alpha women to sacrifice their shit?
Because they're supposed.
There you go. This is supposed
there
to shit.
Go. They're supposed to submit. To the one, their partner, their counterpartner. That's how it is. That's what they want.
Dave, you're not giving me no valid reason here.
You won't let me go.
Comment down below if Dave not talking that shit.
So do y'all think, so first of all, not only, I'm not just going to say from the beginning of time that's how it's supposed to go. Who the fuck wants a man that doesn't, first of all, if he's not alpha, he doesn't make me feel protected. He doesn't make me feel financially stable. That's all alpha. It's not. It has nothing to do with it. Like, it's more than just, you know, the little basic shit you're talking about. It's bigger than that. It's protection. It's financial status.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not always about that either.
That's alpha. What else is alpha?
Yeah, but you keep looking at alpha. Alpha is alpha. That sometimes alpha doesn't even need to be in the woman.
So what is it? Like, what is it?
It's okay to you not necessarily saying submit to your woman, but.
So you're trying to say it's okay to take the back seat sometimes, right? It's okay to share the responsibility.
It's okay to share the alphaness.
You're doing it for like a male preference. Like everything. All right, the male has to be this like 24/7 at all times. It doesn't have to always.
So the male is not supposed to be the protection 24/7.
Yes, you
do. Nigga, that's why she got a gun.
But shit, don't nobody wanna. You don't have to walk around with your damn dick tucked up in your damn box.
I didn't say that.
Basically, that's how you stay. Man.
That's how y'all taking it. So you will accept a beta guy, omega guy. A lazy slop, don't do shit, snake motherfucker.
You would do that at a point in your life. I've done it
before. I would do that. I would not do that.
She's saying that she's had that point in her life where
would
she's...
Would you double back?
Absolutely.
You had your experience already, so you're vouching for me.
Okay.
You've already... already had the experience.
So my question. So why did it not work? Did it not work out because of that reason or other reasons?
Oh, because I was young.
He was a beta, omega. Females do not like that.
But I'm saying, so...
They will tolerate it, but they don't like it.
But was it a problem, though, that he was that person? Like, or did he, like, was he cheating? Was he doing other shit, too, that made you like, nah, I'm not fucking with cuz?
Well, cheating is something that came later. At least I think, but that's what I found out later. But you will feel some type of way, like, damn, like, he ain't bringing no type of money in. Mm-hmm. I'm the one sending shoes back from Italy to Georgia. Doing this and doing that, like
it's present.
But you would never say anything because you technically love this person. You but really don't. You just with somebody because that's who you used to.
Let me tell you what that is. As you realizing, I am not fucking with an alpha guy. An alpha guy will set the bar, and you will tolerate a little bit more. And you will naturally, it's not even like something you would just fucking have to think about. You will naturally submit to your alpha counterpart.
Like we said, though, it's some alpha niggas that just, he not even doing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just alpha niggas that just won't give up their alphaness. Like, it's alpha niggas.
I agree.
It's alpha niggas that make less money. It's some alpha niggas that's not protecting a woman. I agree. So, it's niggas that's doing it.
Whoa. It's some alpha niggas not protecting a woman. I've never heard that.
Niggas get beat up every day, Dave. Niggas go out.
Whoa. You getting beat up does not make you not alpha.
What I'm saying is you not protecting a woman.
You trying to protect your woman makes you alpha. Rule. Let me teach you prison rule. You should know it already.
So that's easy.
My uncle told me, bro, I hope I never go to jail. Free my aunt, man.
Free my cousin, you know 5'6", man.
He went to prison. He said the way you go about surviving and how you maintain a good name is not about the fights you win.
Right.
It's about the fact that you fought.
But the thing about it, nigga, it's a difference between fighting in prison and fighting in front of your girl and getting the shit beat out of you.
Nigga, fighting in prison is my life. Mm-hmm. What you mean fighting that's my life?
Fighting, nigga, you know how long that car ride gonna be after you just got your ass beat with your girl? And then you fought a one-on-one at that, nigga? The fuck? You fought a friendly with a nigga and got beat the fuck up in front of your girl.
That's sick.
It's now your girl peeling you off the motherfucking cement.
But at the same time, but that should make you want to take karate classes and shit.
No, nigga, that makes you want to get a gun, nigga, and get both of y'all guns. Shit. Y'all need twin guns, nigga. What the fuck?
Got some hiccups on your lawn.
For real, though. So you know what I'm saying, bro. Like, you don't want to get beat the fuck up in front of your girl.
Nobody does.
So at the end of the day, are you really protecting her or are you just saving her the ass whooping that you just took, nigga? Like, for real, let's be honest now.
But I feel that, but at the same time, it's like alpha is like, I feel like, I don't know, females will just know, not just females, the female, the one that you fuck, a female will just know, okay, this motherfucker here is like on a different type of time, and I respect that, and I'm rocking with it, and I need this. Females need that shit, and males need the females.
So we
don't get me wrong. The male need the alpha nigga need you.
So we talked about setting the bar, right? So what if a beta nigga set the bar, and she ain't never had
he would never set the bar.
But listen, so some women,
a beta would never set the bar.
It might be low, but it you know what I'm saying? It's a bar. You know what I'm saying? Like it might not be to what we expect it to be, but it's a bar.
A female will tolerate a beta guy until she witnesses a alpha guy and realize what the fuck is going on, and she is probably going
to
get rid of that.
Go back to that thing that we talked about, that love thing. Mm-hmm. So she love this nigga.
Okay.
So she feel like she.
But she could, loves herself more than she love you. And she know what she need.
A beta is
basically a guy.
Pull it up. What it is.
Got a fucking phone. You tell me, pull it up,
nigga. We got all this technology right here, nigga. You don't want to use it.
Beta guy. I'm gonna type beta guy. Meaning, okay. Beta males are the type of guys who are more commonly associated with being your friend. Kirk perfect, goddamn lovable, reliable, and kind, but never one to steal the spotlight from the alpha male. But a beta male might be the best kind of guy you can date if you're looking to get a boyfriend, right? So, listen. Let me explain.
We should have pulled this up first.
But I'm going to elaborate on it. It clearly said taking the spotlight away from an alpha male.
No. So we should have pulled up all three and seen what is the more common. That's what we should have did.
First of all, alpha is not the most common, because I am going to give you the back experience of an alpha male. Not all alpha males are relationship people. And I'm going to explain why. Because they don't tolerate shit.
But is that good, though? Is it good?
It depends on how he maneuvers, right? So, technically, because I accept a relationship,
technically
I'm beta now. Because I accept a relationship.
No, that's not true. Fuck no, that can't
no,
be
that's it. How it goes.
That can't be it.
For the simple fact, an alpha male will never, never just settle down. That's really the stigma of it, but I totally disagree with that.
This is fucking perfect, Dave, because you just called yourself an alpha.
I am alpha.
It's for 40 minutes, then you just say you accepted a relationship, so that makes you a beta.
But I'm going to explain to you that just because science is science, that's not always true. Some things are not always true. So just because you read something online don't make it true.
Yeah, nigga, if it's Wikipedia, but if it's a credible source, I'm believing it, Dave.
But let me explain, right? So technically, since I accept the relationship, they would now label me beta. But I'm alpha in my household, and people still see me as alpha. Like, it's never changed. It's been the same way. I get the same glamour, glorized as I did since I've been a kid. Same shit. You're going to be successful. You do your own thing. You don't follow motherfuckers. You get your own fucking money. That burp smells like death. But, that's alpha. I have the alpha spotlight, and I've been having that shit my whole life. Yes, I'm supposedly beta because I accept a relationship, because alphas do not accept relationships. They just keep doing their damn thing and getting women in, because they don't have time to focus on stuff
so
like
pretty much. So really, an alpha is like a pimp.
He's not a pimp. No, that's not what I said.
No, but I'm saying, alpha is a pimp. Like, you know the concept of a pimp. Like, yeah. To have women to, you know what I'm saying, be dominant, to show dominance, you know what I'm saying, manipulation. And to, you know what I'm saying, to run the woman.
I agree with that.
So would he be a pimp?
Not a pimp. Because pimps come with other stuff. But
he's never settling, though.
Why would you say pimp? You can say more like a...
pimp concept. Let's go with that. Not necessarily a pimp, but a concept.
Mindset?
Yes. Perfect.
Mindset. Slightly. Because he's not... So his mindset, let me explain to you what an alpha male mindset would be. It's not that he wants to simply control the female, which I'm not going to say that. That's kind of true. Yes.
Let's go five out of 10 with that.
But the thing is, he's so busy doing his own thing and trying to be successful in all other different walks of life that he doesn't have time to sit here and put up with this shit that you bring forward if it's not correct. If you're bringing bullshit to him, he gonna curve it, and he just gonna move on, go to somebody else. And I used to do that shit all the damn time. I used to just be like, fuck it, okay, go, and I go to somebody else.
Oh, okay, so I've been there a couple times where I...
And that's alpha.
But I think that's just me. That's what alphas do, at least. I wouldn't necessarily say alpha. I just think that's me just, like we talked about before, that's just me laying down my laws of what the fuck...
No, that's alpha studies, though.
But I think it's just me laying down the law of what the fuck I will and I will not tolerate.
But I tolerate. That's true, but at the same time, but... I bring these three suggestions in because this happens, and I feel like that's why women don't submit sometimes, because they deal with these other different type of guys that don't force them to, hey, I'm going to be the head. I'm going to take care of things, and you know you're going to aid me. She's not used to that. She's used to him aiding her. Okay. With sand, it can work, but it's like, it's not, bro. No.
So how do you present that to your woman? So you just automatically... go into that role like, yeah, this the fuck going on.
No, I never said that.
No, I'm asking. So
I said naturally. I said this 1,000 times throughout this video. It will happen naturally.
But what if you have a woman that is not used to naturally submitting? So how do you get her to submit?
You're not the one. If she doesn't submit to you naturally, you're not the one. She's looking for somebody else named Black Mamba. It's not you, Snow White Bunny. It's not you, bro. It's supposed to happen. It's not even a conversation you have. It just fucking happens.
So you just supposed to
she put just her wakes on. Up and realize, what the fuck?
That's not always true, I don't think.
So
you're just supposed to talk about it. So baby, I'm gonna submit to you, I'm gonna take care of you, I'm gonna follow your ambitions and dreams. No. That's just supposed to talk about that?
No. But
he
is is right, though.
About what?
I understand what you're saying, though. It mm-hmm. was supposed to happen naturally. But if you never had it done naturally,
right?
It takes time to build up. So when
I didn't say no. But you're not just going naturally submit if that's not what you're used to, though.
Yeah, you want to, but at the same time, you've never done it. So you don't want to overdo it, or you don't.
But listen.
You're still scared of how the person may react to you doing certain things, or you don't know.
But you're going to notice that shift in the guy. You're going to be like, why is he acting like that? You know what I'm saying?
But it's not the same for everybody.
She says it about everybody.
Hey, we're going to have to get Moog a mic, man. We got to stop planning to get our manager a mic, man.
But I don't agree. She always says it's not the same for everybody, and sometimes it is.
I went from dealing with somebody who was not an alpha male at all, me taking care of him, to dealing with a grown-ass man who never let me pay for a damn thing, but he was older than me. Never dealt with nobody in their 30s in my life. So this person has been with multiple women. So they know a lot of shit. I don't. So I'm like, okay, if I do this,
I don't. You walking on eggshells type
shit. Naturally, but at the same time, he ain't in his 20s. He's not in his young 20s. Yeah. He done been through shit. It takes time to build up to.
I never said no to time. Time is my key to everything.
But you keep saying
it has to be natural.
Yeah, you keep saying it has to be natural.
It is natural.
But my thing is, right, so how long do you wait for that woman to submit?
How long do you wait? That's up to you. How long do you... What is your tolerance? It's all about tolerance.
So that's what I'm saying. So do you waste the time to her for her...
Who said that's wasting time? Listen,
do you waste the time for her to potentially never submit?
Who said it's waste of time? If you see the potential, or you see the light on the end of the tunnel, how is that a waste of time?
Because it might not be what you fully want. She might not ever fully submit. It might be here and there.
Think y'all need to tell each other y'all definitions of submit to.
He must be lost.
That a woman does that makes her submissive.
This man has to be lost. He must not know.
Dave, please, I will kill you.
Elaborate on what a submissive female is.
When I think of submissive,
you keep saying slave and pimp and shit. I don't know what you think that is. I don't know what you think. I don't know what he's been watching, but I don't think you have the same. Cause I'm gonna bring y'all into a shout out. Green's wife, E7. She boss, right? In the army, right? He E5. That's a whole two ranks, right? She said, yeah, army, I'm a boss. I go home, he's the boss. That's called being submissive. Yes, I might be the boss in the army. I might have the higher rank. Yes, technically I have control over him in army status. I go home, rank don't mean shit. This is my man. He runs this shit.
Because y'all didn't fall in love through the army. Y'all fell in love in real life.
But that's how it's supposed to go. She understands that concept of the man.
But every woman is not like that, Davies.
We said we have alpha females.
Y'all still haven't said what a submissive woman is.
I'm in front row, Dave.
I'm waiting on him. Because I feel like y'all are lost. I feel like I came to y'all with information y'all wasn't ready for. Because clearly y'all didn't even know what alpha, beta, omega was already.
But now that we know. Right.
I know. I just told y'all, so how the fuck I don't know.
Yeah, but the internet is saying a total different thing.
Just because he said, I never said they wasn't better boyfriends.
You said he was now a beta, babe. So that's what I'm
saying. I said 10. I already knew that, though.
Yeah, but
you ain't telling the people that.
But I'm. I don't have to say that.
We didn't know that.
I still know that I'm fucking alpha.
You want to be alpha.
I know I'm alpha.
You a sheep and lion clones.
Just because. Okay, so majority of the information is accurate. If you see how the stuff go, yes. You're not gonna agree. Do y'all agree with everything y'all see in here?
We need to put up a chart.
That's a question. Do y'all agree with everything you see in here?
No, I don't.
Exactly. I did not agree with the simple fact just because I accept a relationship that makes me a beta. That's one of the information from this study.
But if that's the explanation for it, though, Dave, you can't pick and choose what you want to use out of that alpha thing.
You just said yes to what I just asked you. What? And now you're saying.
But I'm saying,
technically.
So if there's a definition for a thing, you can't pick and choose what you want to use out of that definition.
Okay, first.
You see what I'm saying?
The status never changes. In the community, so-called, yes, they can call me a beta. When they meet me, what they going to get? They're going to get is alpha.
You might have alpha traits, but you are
still alpha. Still alpha.
Oh, so can you be an alpha anywhere else but outside of your relationship? Like, you know how you can be an alpha
friend.
In your workplace with your friends, whatever?
Yes, you can.
So you have traits. You're not fully
that thing. You can have alpha traits, yes.
So that's you, Dave. You have alpha traits, but you're a beta.
They're trying to take my status, but it's no. I've been alpha since the data time, and I'm going to be alpha to the end of time.
Niggas just don't want to believe what they are.
I'm not accepting the beta role because I'm not a beta. The way I move is not beta. The way I talk is not beta. People that interact with me know I'm not beta.
I don't know.
Females know I'm not beta. I've never submitted to a female. I've been in some tricky situations, but I never submitted. Once I realized I was about to accept the role, I have to submit, I ditched that ass. That's submissive. Because what's the top rank to beta? Alpha. So that means you're submitting.
Dave, you just want to be the top dog.
I'm telling you, y'all. So you teach dogs new tricks and they try to come in with the fucking old shit. Like, I'm fucking telling y'all what this is. I've done these things.
And we done did the research now.
You looked at one fucking slide. All right,
pull up alpha. Bro, pull up alpha.
You type it. I'm Dave, tired of this motherfucker. I'm telling you what alpha is. Alpha. Do you want to know alpha? I'm going to tell you from King Kong to fucking Godzilla. Alpha is a male that's on
pull it
his
up,
purpose.
Dave. Pull,
on
Dave, pull it up.
Phone. Pull it up.
Why don't you?
I don't work for you. I don't work for you. It's my fucking podcast. Use your fucking phone and type in alpha on your.
Why you won't pull it up?
That's
on the
what
screen.
She's here for. She works, right?
Yeah, that's our manager.
She's on fucking Instagram right now. Look, good. You're fucking fired. But you know what? I'm gonna let it go.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another Smoking Mirror podcast.
I'm gonna let it
man.
Go. We gonna leave this sauce on y'all. Y'all let us know how y'all feel.
Yeah, so we gonna leave y'all with the cliffhanger, man. Let us know how y'all felt about the video, man.
If
y'all,
this nut gonna irritate.
If y'all was feeling this video, man, comment down below. We gonna do another one of these motherfuckers sooner or later. But
that's another Smoking Mirror podcast, yeah. Guys. Coming from your boy David Shaquan, and you already know
Big Josh the underscore man, Greg Third Leg, and Big Vang Meat Print Poppy
and Moot, the one that disagrees with everything I say. With that being said, we're gonna wrap up this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you come back and tune in next Sunday
and like, comment, and subscribe that thing. And make sure y'all comment a lot too. Y'all be commenting a lot for real.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all tell me I'm talking that shit because I know I be talking it.
I know we got some new content on the channel, but make sure you guys, you know, tune in. We doing something big. You know what I'm saying? Doing a big shift. So go ahead and support and stay tuned. But we're gonna get up out of here. So
thank y'all for supporting the dreams.